But first, the largest coal power plant in the western U.S., the Navajo Generating Station, plans to shut down in 2019. That is, unless another buyer can be found. NGS did have interest from New York-based Avenue Capital and Chicago-based Middle River Power, but yesterday it was announced that deal had fallen through, saying there were too many challenges to overcome. Percy Deal, a Navajo and retired rancher on Black Mesa, is a member of the Navajo Nation, and he's one who is pleased about this development. I reached him on his ranch in northern Arizona near the Kayenta Mine.
I'm very pleased with the announcement made by the new potential owners that were supposed to take over and buy NGS. I know that they have, you know, engineers. I know that they have economists. I know that they have scientists. They took a very hard look, researched it backwards, then researched the current issue and the future issue with coal. And I really believe they did all that before they made a final decision. So I know the decision is the correct one.
Deal says he believes the 500-megawatt transmission line that the Navajo Nation currently owns as part of the power station could be used to sell energy throughout the state. He feels there are clean energy alternatives available right now that he says would produce jobs for the nation. And as far as he is concerned, he feels that the day NGS closes is a day the Navajo Nation can celebrate.
The solar industry would not be using any water. It would be cleaner. It would be healthier. You know, Mother Earth will be that much more healthier. And as a result, all living creatures, including us and the water, we will be all healthier. We're looking forward to the day after December 2019, when a new period will begin, a new phase. That's when the devastation will be all gone. You know, the Peabody keeps saying that if Peabody closes, if NGS closes, the Navajo and the Hopi tribe are going to be devastated. My response to that is that we've already been devastated the last 45 years.
That was Percy Deal on the Navajo Nation.
And with us to discuss the dissolution of the proposed Middle River sale is Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic. Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
So does it make sense what Mr. Deal just said there, the idea that there's something better to look forward to? Because it seems in the short term, this could really be a big hit.
Well, there's no doubt there'll be renewable energy development throughout the Southwest and likely somewhere on the Navajo Reservation that's going to partially make up for the losses here. But it's going to be a long time before someone can fill the void left by that coal plant and its associated mine.
Tell us first, also back up for a minute and tell us a little bit about this sale that just fell through. It sounded like it might be happening. What were the challenges they cited? Why did they say it's not going to happen in the end?
We probably don't have time to go through every challenge that this deal faced. They needed a new lease with the tribe. They needed new environmental entitlements from the federal government. They needed to make up a few $100 million worth of maintenance that hadn't been done on the plant because it is planned to close. And they tried. They asked for a lot of things, including support from the federal government, and this did not work.
You were not surprised by this. You've been reporting on this for a long time. But when the Middle River sale was proposed, were you surprised that there actually was a potential buyer? And did you think it really had any chance?
You're right. I was more surprised that there was anyone that was willing to take on this risk. But I equate it to being a teenager and you see a really fancy old classic sports car for sale. And the owner's asking way too much money, more than you have in your pocket. But you go and offer him what you've got anyways and see if you might just get lucky. And Middle River did not get lucky.
So let's talk more about what's next. So you say there's no doubt some form of renewable energy initiative will come forth. Where might that come from and what might it look like? Is there any chance that it could provide as much economic activity, as many jobs as NGS has for so long?
It's going to take a while. There's two small solar plants already, one that just broke ground last month and one that's already been built. They provide about a tenth of the electricity that the coal plant provides, and they only provide that much electricity at noon when the sun is shining.
Right.
And they employ very few people, nowhere near the 750 workers that are at the plant and mine combined when those things are operating. Those renewable projects also are not going to provide anywhere near the economic benefit to the tribes. So the Navajo Nation gets about $40 million of its annual budget from coal operations. The Hopi tribe gets about two-thirds of its government funding from the coal plants. Even if they build new solar and wind, it's going to take years before they can make up this huge dent they're both going to see in their budgets.
Ryan, you'd written a piece a while back that we had discussed at the time. the possibility, at least floating the proposal, that workers could find jobs elsewhere. We're just talking about individual workers. I know the broader economy may be in trouble, but the idea that they may go to work in mines in other parts of the state, was that just you floating it, or was that a viable possibility?
That was really me floating it, but there are jobs out there in the economy. Arizona's economy is doing pretty well. The mining industry in particular is growing because copper prices are good. We only have one coal mine, and unfortunately, it only has one place to sell that coal, and that's the plant that's now closing. But we have several copper mines that are expanding, and they would have jobs. Also, it's important to note that the workers at the coal plant itself are already well underway to transitioning to new jobs. SRP has taken everyone they can and put them in a new position at that utility when they want that, and they've replaced them with contract workers. So the closure is well underway at this point.
So, I mean, there is, though, still going to be a pretty big economic hit to the tribe. And the tribe, I mean, there's already really high levels of poverty on the Navajo Nation. Besides, you know, looking at the deals and the business kind of energy aspects that have gone into this, but what are the real opportunities that the tribe might be looking at? I mean, is every worker going to be replaced in the long term or be able to keep this going?
Well, that's the thing. If the coal miners find jobs at copper mines, that doesn't help the tribe.
Right.
That helps the individuals,
right.
But that doesn't help the tribe at all. And really what we haven't seen in the last year is a full-fledged plan to make the tribes whole. And that's going to be the severe impact when this thing closes in the next year, is that these tribes do not have a way to make up that revenue. Unemployment's already about 50%. And the people that do have jobs that aren't tied to coal are in tribal government, and that's supported by coal. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have a huge ripple effect for the Navajo and Hopi economies.
Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ryan, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.